Well, first of all, y'all are all here basically at the same time. What are you thinking about heading out of here at the same time? What's that going to be like?
I was just looking at the times, and they're a lot closer than I expected between the four of us. There's still a lot of race left too, so I don't know, see what we can do.
So before the race, you said that a lot of your team are Iditarod finishers, but then some of them are new. How are those newer dogs doing?
I had a couple 2-year-olds in the team that had never raced before, and they're still in the team right now and doing good. I'm really impressed with them, so I'm really happy about that.
And have you decided who's going to lead you into Bethel?
It'll probably be my leader, Willie, and I don't know who the other one will be. Whoever wants to go fastest, I think, is going to be in there, but Willie for sure.
And with this trail this year being over snow instead of over that glare ice, do you find that you're just like mentally in a more relaxed state than you were last year when you arrived in Tulixac?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lot easier on me and the dog, you know, not having to always try to steer them around, especially on glare ice while the wind's blowing. Even with these cold temperatures, I mean, just having a one-lane trail, it makes it a lot easier on the dog's head. So,
While you're here, are you just going to sleep? Are you going to strategizing? Or is it just going to be a race to the finish?
It'll just be a race to the finish. I'm going to go and get a good meal in them and then get a nap and see what we can do. I mean, I don't think there's any real strategy now. I mean, we've all, you know, played our cards right to get here where we are at this point, and now it's just 50 miles of trail left, so.
And anything else you want to add?
I'd just like to thank everybody that's helped out with the race. It's been, everyone's done a really good job. I mean, there's a lot of trail that had got snow and blown in, and people came out and rebroke it, and it's really appreciated by all of us, so thank you.
Thanks, Richie.